You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
I think Candace Parker is on a mission this year. She had the baby the year before, and then the injury with the shoulder and all that, and now I think she's, you know, ready to prove to people, you know, yeah, I might have taken a year or two off, but, you know, I'm back. And she has been very consistent every single practice in every preseason game, even starting with the USA training camp right before the training camp starts. She looked really great. And you can tell a difference in her, with her, not just physically, but also mentally. I mean, she's here to prove a point, and she's hungry for a championship, and she understands that she probably has a team. She has the team to do that, and she's taking advantage of it. I said, you know what? I know what you can do physically, and I know you're a talent player. You don't have to prove it, but what you have to prove to me, can you make your team better? Can you, you know, get people to follow you and you know, be that leader down the road? These, you know, the veteran players are, you know, at, you know, towards the end of their career. Now it's your turn to step up. Can you do that? And she's showing me she can do it. I mean, I'm seeing a difference in her in that area as well. And she knows that that's what I expect from her this year.
People lose track of the fact that she's 25.
Exactly. And I do the same thing. Seriously, like, her maturity level on the floor, and especially, like you're saying, her talent level on the floor, you know, you almost forget how young she is. And but, you know, and that's a good thing, though. I mean, she's to me, even matured even more than last year, you know. And she's only, like you said, she's only 25. So you can only imagine what we can expect to see from her in years to come.
This is David Siegel, the host of the Dishin' and Swishin' Internet Radio Show. If you like what you're hearing and would like to hear this interview in its entirety, go to www.wstrradio.com. There you'll find this interview as well as an archive of all the interviews I've done on the Dishin' and Swishin' show.